The guinea pig. The bell rang. The children felt gloomy. It was raining. Mr. Garcia looked at the class. He was not gloomy. He smiled. Good morning, said Mr. Garcia. Good morning, said the children. I have a surprise, Mr. Garcia said. What is it? Paula asked. Look, said Mr. Garcia. He reached inside the cage. The children were quiet. What was inside? Mr. Garcia took out a guinea pig. It was mostly black. It had a white belly. The children stopped being gloomy. They became excited. They crowded around Mr. Garcia. They wanted to see the guinea pig. They wanted to pet it. It was special because it was rare to have pets in class. Jason asked, can I hold it? Because I have experience holding a guinea pig since I have one. I hold it at home. You will all get a turn, said Mr. Garcia. He handed the pet to Paula. She was cautious and held it carefully. It was warm. It felt soft. Welcome to our class, she whispered. She was quiet, so they would not startle it. The children took turns. They held the guinea pig. They petted it. Paula wished he had one at home. Mr. Garcia said, guinea pigs make great pets. They are easy to care for. My guinea pig is my friend, Jason said. Class are over. Paula put the guinea pig back in its cage. Will it be here tomorrow? Paula asked. No, answered Mr. Garcia. It will visit another room. Paula groaned. She was sad. She did not want it to leave. Paula wished her class could have a pet every day. Do not be sad, said Justin. It was a fun day.